Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, the trees for the healing of the nations on the shores of the River of Life are also there for your healing and restoration. My house is a house of healing. See yourself, both your inner and outer being, immersed in the river of my restorative power. Life's trials leave scars, etch doubts and anxieties on your spirit and your emotions. These condemn your expectations for the future, but I say your brightest days are yet ahead of you. For I am transforming you with a discipline of spirit. As you persevere, you will reach a place of grace where your actions and words resonate with my own, and it will be said of you, as he is, so am I in the world. You will fulfill the import of that verse. This is my living proof, the testament to the coming resurrection and the healing power already present in your life. Just as the woman with the issue of blood was cleansed by a mere touch of my garment, so too healing is flowing through you, in you, and from you. This isn't about showy displays or creating a spectacle, but about my presence moving in stillness and quiet to restore, renew, and to heal. Often such quietude just acts as the more potent vessel of my glory than empty religious theatrics. I declare that your strength and your healing are being made manifest according to my promise. The enemy desires you to be consumed by the rising tide of each imagined difficulty. But remember, I set the boundaries between the land and the sea. There's a clear line in your life, a demarcation point where I say to the enemy, this far and no further. So define what seeking the kingdom looks like each day, and don't waste your energy on anxieties about problems, for by the time you notice them, I will have already provided the answer. Keep your eyes fixed upon me and trust that I am moving on your behalf, bringing healing and fulfilling my purpose in your life. The shift is there. The doors are open. The chains have fallen off and the walls have come down. Don't wait any longer, but move forward, knowing that every promise I've made to you is a now promise, and this is your now time, says God. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PROPHETICNOW@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says believe the prophecies. It doesn't say believe the prophecies. It says believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.